Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
This is the time of breakups, as Jenna experienced.
Yeah, hashtag Jenna got dumped.
Yeah.
No, now it's changed. It's dump wings.
Oh, dump wings.
Jenna's got dump wings right now. She's spreading them.
I need to fly.
Or dump wings, which is
my
weird.
My dump wings, I know.
But when you're going through times like this, you need a love expert to help you out.
Absolutely, you do.
To see what your next step should be. That's why we have Kelly Raspberry, our love expert. And we do a little segment called
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
I am.
Why do I have good luck Chuck syndrome?
Good luck Chuck?
Good luck Chuck. Yeah, have you seen the movie?
I don't think I have, so you might need to break that
down. It explains it in the letter.
Okay.
I'm a 27-year-old male. All my life, women go out with me. They go on one date. We kiss goodnight. Everything's great. But I rarely get a second date.
Mm.
It seems like they come into my life because they're in need of something. And as soon as they get it, they're gone. It's been like this all my life. The weird thing is, they're all now married. Or they're in a long-term relationship with the man they met within weeks of our last date.
Mm.
I have remained loosely in touch with all of them. No breakups recorded. This may sound cool to most guys, all sexy time and no commitment. But I've never been that kind of guy. I'm into making a genuine connection. And I want a relationship. Whatever these women need, they seem satisfied with a single conversation. Do you have any idea what's going on? I don't need women to be content in my life, but in my heart, growing old without someone is going to hurt way too much.
Oh.
I don't mind helping others find their companion, but where's mine?
I think one of the problems is you talk too much. I mean, seriously, I got it.
Just,
you know?
Talk less.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously something going on with you if you're saying this is happening every single time. And you know what? I remember what Al did back in the day. I know it didn't stick with him, but he went back to his previous girlfriends as a radio bit and said, what did I do wrong?
Oh, right. Boy, yeah.
You know?
I did.
What did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you, if you are loosely keeping relationships with these women and you'd like to have an honest, and hopefully they will be honest with you.
That's cool, yeah.
Just tell them. Look, this is it. I've had this repeat pattern where women leave me and move on. The next guy's serious, whatever. Be less verbose.
Yeah.
And then say, can you tell me what it is that made you not want that with me?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can learn something.
Because
obviously you are doing something.
Yeah, mine was a radio bit, but it was kind of cool. These girls came over to my house.
They went off on you.
But it was still cool to have all of them there and not mad at me. Because, you know, normally when I break up, we're not fighting or anything. We just break up. But they were giving me stuff like, you know, pay attention. Listen. That's the main thing I think it was. Wasn't it, Kelly? Like, listen. And that's what guys probably, this guy especially, we do the least of. We don't listen. You know?
He sure does a lot of talking. I can
just tell.
I can tell.
Tell by the letter. Yeah.
And
they're just waiting to get that kiss goodnight over with so they can shut the door and be done with that.
Yes.
So you need to, if you have a decent relationship, friendly enough, you could go ask him, say, you will not hurt my feelings. I need to learn why I want these things in my life. Can you help me figure it out?
Or, homeboy, might want to check this out. You may be a bad kisser.
That might be what they say.
If you're kissing all these girls and then they're like, I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore, that could be it.
That's kissing you
and they're like, wow, I had a great time, but he's a terrible kisser.
No, I don't think in most cases, like if I went on a date with a guy and the date was great, and then, like, he walked me to my door or something very formal, and we kissed, and it wasn't that great. I don't think that would be a total deal breaker. I'd give him another chance.
What if he's like a Hoover vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, it's the last thing that you have to remember. Like, the kiss goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm so candid, I'd be like, all right, man, if we're going to go out again, you need to work on that.
But then again, this is Love Letters to Kelly, right?
Yes.
I agree.
Well, y'all agree with me, really.
Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Thank you, I am.
This is from Rosie. She says, I'm a 20-year-old female, and the majority of my friends are dudes. I've been bros with this 22-year-old guy for the longest time, and we seriously know everything about each other. A month ago, I slipped up at a party. We got a little too cozy.
Uh-oh.
We had a talk about dating and how it might screw up our friendship, except now he's treating me like a girlfriend. Bringing me little nonsense gifts, taking care of me when I'm sick, and dang it, it's working.
Dang it.
Whenever I see him, I want to kiss his stupid face.
What's the problem?
I don't want to screw this up. I value his friendship a lot, and I need someone to go to horror movies with while the rest of my girlfriends are going to see the latest Katherine Heigl movie. Should I date him and see where this goes, or hold firm and tell him to ease up? We just need to be friends.
Why don't you just go not say anything and go with it?
Go with it, girl.
Exactly. Why do you have to put so much weight on it? Yeah. You're 24. He's 22.
No, she's 20.
Oh, she's 20. I don't know why I got 24.
Also,
he's 22, right? Though I got that part right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I mean, just go with it.
You're 20. You're supposed to date. What's
and
the hold
there's
up?
Not. You're not. You're in love. I mean, this is a friend that now you have feelings for. That's like heavy. Once you fall in love with a friend, you can't just turn the switch off.
Doesn't sound like she's in love though.
Well, no.
She said it's working.
She said it's working, and whenever I see him, I want to kiss him, but I just don't want to screw it up. I think girls have the fear when they fall in love with a guy friend that they're like, this sucks, because you know it's probably not going to come back the other way, and then it's going to be awkward, and you can't be friends anymore.
You can learn something. The odds of you ending up with this guy forever are slim to none.
Right.
It can happen, right, JC? That's about the age you and Kenzie hooked up.
We started dating when we were 19.
You see, but the odds are not in your favor.
No.
So just enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're digging him. He's digging you. Don't have a conversation about it.
No.
You don't need to have the talk yet.
Do not say, can we talk for a minute?
Please don't do that. Please trust me. It's too early.
What
just enjoy it. Go to those horror movies.
Yeah.
Kiss on him if you want to and let him bring you cute things.
Yeah.
And just be.
Most chicks would love that.
Yeah.
Why do girls try to screw everything up by getting heavy?
If it's not broke, don't break it. Right?
Unless you've been dating 5 years and your biological clock's ticking. Write me back when that's the case. But right now, you're 20. Enjoy it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year. I love him.
I think.
And he is really, really sweet. But he is literally dumb as a big old rock. He's 29 years old. Now, I'm only 21. I'll earn my bachelor's degree next month. I plan on continuing with school, have a great job opportunity waiting for me back home. Like I said before, he's super sweet, but I can't handle the fact that he lacks motivation and still says things like, I have to doo-doo.
Like that.
He should get doo-doo dogs.
We have invested a lot of time into this relationship, but I'm starting to think he isn't the one. I've tried telling him this, but it just turns into an argument. What should I do? Signed, Sierra.
Sierra. Well, you know, the thing is, when you're calling this man dumb, you have no respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have no respect.
You are so dumb.
And once you lose respect for someone in a relationship, your days are numbered. It's only going to get worse.
That's true.
You're going to start talking down to him, and you're going to start making his life miserable because you are so much smarter, and he's nowhere near your mental capacity. So you're only, what was the age? Is 21 and what?
29.
He's 29? 29, she's 21.
Yeah, he's getting ready to enter another dumb phase of his life, his 30s.
Yep.
And you still have a lot of, you know, edumacating to do during your 20s. So this relationship's probably doomed because you've lost respect for the man.
Mm-hmm. Can she not have just a distraction, though?
Well, you know, she's 21. She's still got, you know, education. Why string him along?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, why string him along?
Yeah, he's got things to do. He has to do-do.
No, he doesn't have anything to do.
You know, you can always date him till you get through the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And then dump his butt in the new year. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Dump his dumb butt. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I wonder how many girls right now say, I'm just going to hang in there through the holidays, get this Christmas present, kiss him out on New Year's, and then he's out of there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've stuck out relationships because it was just so difficult because you had so many obligations.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Christmas
you need to get through the holidays.
Work Christmas
and you already bought the Christmas present. It's like, dang it, I've done it.
But what if he proposes?
Then he is dumb.
Kelly.
If he's not reading the writing on the wall, what?
Do you have a date to the company Christmas party?
No, I don't. I think I'm going to invite my go-to gay.
Can I?
GTG.
Can I borrow one?
You need another? Yeah, I got a backup gay. I do.
You have a backup go-to gay.
Seriously, my goal.
You have a go-to gay.
That's my goal this year. I'm like, I'm bringing a date to the company Christmas party.
You will have fun.
Kelly has many backups.
You have a go-to gay and a backup go-to gay.
Yeah, I got two party gays.
And then I get dumped and I got to take a party gay.
You got a part. Hey!
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, and they're not like that. They're just fun.
Yeah, they
You'll
are.
Laugh.
Yeah, but that's us. I'm still going home alone.
Are you bringing... Are you
right,
bringing
maybe they can go together.
Are you bringing your number one?
I haven't asked him yet.
You should. He's awesome.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We are having a Black Friday week sale here at Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Shout out.
Are we selling Al?
No, we're not selling Al. Al is not for
Again?
Sale. Al, in fact, is free. All Kids Kids shirts and Keep Looking Up t-shirts are 20% off.
Nice.
While supplies last.
Nice.
Plus, free shipping offer for you, so you don't have to pay on that bad
free
boy.
Free shipping?
Uh-huh. Plus, we have slashed the prices on the Mommy Test CDs and downloads of both the Kinsey CDs, too.
Yeah, we're trying to get rid of everything.
It all must go. Sale.
It must go, go, go.
And that's happening now through Sunday.
Is there anything out there? I'm not a Black Friday person. I don't want to get up early, and it's like I'd rather pay for not having inconvenience of spending the time doing it, you know? And I don't have a lot of family or a lot of presents to buy. Is there anything outstanding you guys, like, really want that or that you're going to get up for Black Friday for?
No, I hate Black Friday shopping, and my friends live for it. And they always invite me to meet them for lunch when, like, the initial rush is over. So I'll maybe do that sometimes. But I don't get into this whole fighting thing.
I don't either.
You're not saving that much.
I like the online facet of it, you know, because now a lot of stuff starts Thursday.
On Amazon, right?
Thursday night, even before midnight sometimes. So you can be at home on Thanksgiving and ordering stuff on Amazon. So that's great.
But I'm more of a Cyber Monday chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the sales, I mean, if you wait, I just think if you keep waiting, just keep waiting as long as you possibly can, you're going to save more, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. So,
yeah, well, the closer you get to Christmas, I guess the better the deals
That's
get.
That's why I shop on Christmas Eve.
How would you like something for free, though?
Oh, it's my favorite four-letter word, dog.
Kelly Clarkson has a free download. She has Run, Run, Rudolph. People Magazine and Kelly Clarkson are giving away a free download of this song right here. On their website. Let's go to peoplemagazine.com. She's pregnant, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The pregnant Kelly Clarkson. Moving on. Children, if you lie, you will get caught.
That's true.
Every time.
Generally speaking, yes.
There was a story that went viral a couple weeks ago of a server in New York or New Jersey.
Like
I'm sorry.
A waitress.
Okay. And this waitress happens to be a gay waitress.
Okay.
And she also served in the Marines. She was a service woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's a waitress. And apparently she received, when she got her receipt, when they signed it,
yeah,
she didn't get a tip. There was a note attached to it. And the note said, "I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I do not agree with your lifestyle."
That's what the customer wrote on
this. That's what the customer wrote on this. She posted it on her Facebook. It went viral. People picked up on it. She started doing interviews on the news. And it wasn't like it was just a $10 order. It was a $93.55 order.
Now, typically on a credit card receipt, it will at least have your last name on it, sometimes a first initial.
Yeah, but
she wasn't out to
out them.
She wasn't going to reveal their names.
Uh-huh.
But she just wanted everyone to know that discrimination still exists.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Even though they sat there and got service from her.
Right. And here's a new piece about it.
Oh, but she was receiving money and people, she
yeah,
was
people
saying,
started
yeah,
donating
people started sending
her
money. Because, you know, people, I don't know why, if anything
throw
becomes public, they throw money at it.
Yeah.
And I think she was saying she was going to donate it. We were going to trust her to hold true to
right
her
thing.
Word,
yeah.
Donate it to the Wounded Warriors Fund or something of
and
that
And a lot
nature.
Of us have worked in restaurants, so we know what it's like not to be tipped, especially on a $100 order. That's a big chunk of your day.
Yeah.
So everybody attached themselves to her. Well, here's the new piece about this story.
Okay.
The voice at the end is the server denying that she wrote it herself.
You know that's your check.
Yeah, I can actually tell it's my name under the fuzzed out name.
They even provide WNBC with their credit card statement showing those charges.
Because it's a disgusting thing to do to write that, you know, the restaurant profits from this. Obviously, Dana is profiting from this. And it's fraud. It's a scam.
That's not my handwriting. I don't know. Again.
That's not my handwriting. I don't know. Again. So what happened was, she was doing news interviews,
mm-hmm.
which is dumb if you're lying, because people will see your face. And the family happened to see her, and they're like, oh, that's the waitress. From what I read in the story, it all started because she walked up to the table, and the lady of the family said, oh, you don't look like a Danny.
because when they were seated, the host or hostess said, Danny is going to be right with you.
Right.
Danny will be your server. Dan, so they were expecting a guy.
No. And so she took it to mean they were commenting on her hair or
and
something.
I think she took this and said, you know what, well, I'm going to stick it to them. She printed a copy of it and allegedly said that they didn't tip her and they wrote this mean message.
And the guy actually saw the amount on the ticket and said, hey, that's the exact amount of our ticket. That was
so they pulled out the receipt and they noticed it's the same number at the same time, same total. Mm-hmm. And they went straight to the news and now she got caught, but she's denying everything.
Wow.
And now, she'll still try to cover her tracks. She's still going to try to cover her tracks. But all the restaurant has to do is go back. Because if you've waited tables, you punch in the tip at the end of the night.
Right.
And so that tip either did or did not get punched
in. Well, the family showed the receipt from the bank. And in the bank, it says they tipped
$18. Mm-hmm. They tipped 20%.
They tipped 20%. So it says in their bank statement, we tipped.
Just for no reason.
She's saying we didn't.
Just lying for no reason.
Right? Lying for no reason.
Lying for publicity. Lying for, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things for attention.
Yeah. What do you do when you get caught? You kind of start getting backed up in a corner and you lie even more.
And what's she going to do with all that money?
And what is she going to, she has to give it back. She has to give it back.
If she doesn't have to give it back. I mean, of course she should, but
she
if she's dishonest enough to do this in the first place.
Could she be charged with fraud? Could people
fraud.
Have sent money? I don't know the legalities of it, but
I mean, people.
It's interesting how people's moods and behavior change around the holidays, you know? Like, I get kind of depressed around the holidays because I don't have a lot of family and parents are divorced and I'm an only child, but it's not like, oh, pity party. It's like, you know, the holidays can make you kind of depressed, but like yesterday I was going around doing stuff and people were in horrible moods. I mean, just driving on the road, like, I mean, I got yelled at by people. I don't know what I was doing wrong. I got yelled at a gas station. I got yelled at by a police officer because I wasn't driving fast enough. People get in weird moods around the holidays.
Wait.
I don't know.
Stressful.
I know.
A cop got mad because you weren't driving fast enough?
Yes. Yelled at me.
Wow.
He was shuttling traffic along, and I was just, like, taking my time because it was nice out, and I wasn't in a hurry. And he was like, move it along. I'm like, you're encouraging me to drive faster? I'm just looking at people like, why are people in such horrible moods? It's the holidays. Do this to people, don't they?
It is.
Is that what it is?
It's stressful. You don't know what to get people for Christmas.
Yeah, y'all need to tell me what you want.
What do you guys want?
I don't want anything. That's the problem every Christmas. I'm the worst to buy for.
Right. I thought you were going to get us cars, Kelly.
That's when I get my pay doubled to $2 million.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
You make that happen, you get a car.
All right. I'm working on it.
I want a PlayStation 4. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Right. It's Kenzie, on my list.
Kenzie, if you're listening, I want a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I'm sure the mother of your children is going to give you a toy.
In terms of those leather drop crotch pants, would you prefer white or black, and do they come in schmedium?
No, I want them large. I like black.
No, you depend on me some hammer pants.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, check it, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
In the morning.
Hold up. It's another Kid Craddock in the morning flashback.
Thanksgiving dinner at the Raspberries. Starring Kid as Kelly Raspberry. Kelly as her own mother, Connie. Big Al as Kelly's dad, Jerry Raspberry. Jenna as Kelly's promiscuous cousin. Psycho Shannon as Grandmama Jean. And special guest, JC.
He's a crazy Mexican.
Music change. Here we go. The TV's on, I guess.
It's so good to have the whole family together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Last night I dreamed I had insomnia.
Daddy, it's so good to be home, away from all them city people with their loose morals and fancy clothes.
Well, after the feast that your mama has made, you'll be popping the buttons off your old Navy britches.
Oh, Daddy.
Mama, the turkey sure looks juicy.
It should be, Daddy. This year I basted it in Quaker State.
I made a 10-pound marshmallow. It's in the car.
Well, look who's here, Kelly. It's Pammy Lee, your promiscuous but younger and super hot cousin.
Hi, Uncle Jerry.
How come you didn't kiss me the way you kissed your daddy?
Daddy. Hi, Pammy Lee.
Hi, Kelly Raspberry. I can't believe we got a celebrity at our Thanksgiving dinner. This is exciting.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd be here.
Hey, after dinner, how about we go compare list of rock stars we've spent the night with?
I only got two.
You mean in one night?
No, total.
Oh. Really? I haven't even counted mine. Man. Too many. I got Tim McGraw, Kid Rock, Daughtry, Chad from Nickelback, Brooks, and Dunn.
You did them both?
No. I did Brooks, and I was done.
Oh, okay.
Dunn is ugly as a mud fence. I just couldn't do it, and I was really drunk,
yeah, that's
too.
That's a great story. Well, I gotta go feed him Kelly right now.
Oh, great. Would you mind feeding my three? I'm expecting a text from one of the guys in Creed.
You got three kids?
That I know of. Annie Mack, Pansy Ruth, time for dinner. Teen Spirit, come eat, baby.
So, Kurt Cobain, too?
Atlanta, 1990.
You're 15!
Kelly, Aunt Edna's here. Would you mind opening up the garage door?
The garage door?
Oh, you haven't seen her in a while. She ain't fit through the front door.
Yes, Daddy.
Jerry, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I have invited someone special to eat with us. It's a Mexican.
a real one?
Hola, raspberries. Actually, I'm from the Dominican Republic.
What part of Mexico is that?
It's not Mexico. It's a country.
Ooh, I love Mexico. No, no. That's where I hooked up with Bob Seger last summer.
No, Mexico.
Well, thanks for coming. Luckily, I ran over that raccoon last night, so we'll have plenty for everybody.
Kelly, we're about to eat. Are you going to want gravy on your Cheetos?
Yes, ma'am. Should I wash up?
Yes, let's all go out to the ditch and get cleaned up.
Come on, everyone, let's sit down. Okay, Kelly, white or dark? Silly question. White it is.
I like the dark meat.
Let's all hold hands, Lord. Thank you for this gathering, and thank you, Lord, for Kenny Chesney.
Ooh, he's a good kisser.
Now, after dinner, we're going to do our Thanksgiving play. Everybody got your pilgrim costumes ready?
Got mine. Everybody got mine.
I didn't get one.
Oh, you're actually on the other side.
Now, Connie, this turkey is so much better than last year. Oh.
You didn't like the brown bag turkey?
Mama, there was no turkey, just the bag last year.
Well, we're doing a little better this year.
Brown bag raccoon. Everybody dig in.
I love my family.
I love Obama.
Get out of my house.
I love playing slot machines in my wheelchair.
I love Lee DeWise. I was with him last night.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, wow. Kelly.
Man, nailed
great.
It.
Great.
Who wouldn't want to spend Thanksgiving with me?
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend, which means there are some movies to go be seen.
It's a big movie-going weekend. It's kind of a tradition for me. I always go see something over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Right, and that's why we need Gray Drake to tell us which movies we should go see this weekend. Hi, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Hey, everybody. There's no better way this holiday to get your family to shut their traps.
Then go into the movies?
Well, why don't we go ahead and dive right into the big holiday weekend movies.
Sounds good. Well, let's start with the one that I didn't see.
Okay.
Which is Black Nativity.
Shout out.
Okay.
Sorry, Big Al.
No, I'm down.
And don't worry, Al's not going to see it either because there are black people in it.
Come on, Kelly.
Exactly. She says, yes, you're picking up what I'm laying down. No, this movie stars Jennifer Hudson and Forrest Whitaker and Angela Bassett. And it is a musical. So what our critics are saying is basically, at the very least, you've got Jennifer Hudson singing, which is enough to get you to the theater, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the movie is based on a play by Langston Hughes, and I'm actually thinking about seeing this one on my own time because I love Jennifer Hudson so much. So it's about, a single mom that sends her teenage son ahead of her to the Thanksgiving celebration, and Forrest Whitaker happens to be playing a very conservative reverend, and everyone learns a little bit about each other and possibly themselves over that holiday season, and then they sing a song about it.
Oh.
So if you like a good singing feel-good holiday movie, this is it?
Right, I think so. That's what the critics are saying. And right now, it is fresh on the tomato meter, right around 62%.
Oh,
now,
wow.
That's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Now, when Forrest Whitaker waves at Jennifer Hudson, does he look at Angela Bassett? I'm sorry, it's a lazy eye joke.
Oh, Al.
He's a tough dude to interview for that reason, let me tell you.
It's not a lazy eye, it's an overachieving eye, because it's doing more work than the other eye.
Totally.
Okay, now let's get to the movies you did see.
The movies I did see include Homefront. Now, let me know if you lose me, but Jason Statham stars in this movie about a dude who has a past, and he has a daughter with him, and he just wants to be left alone.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he moves to the wrong town down in Louisiana, and he runs into meth addict Kate Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth?
That's how she stays so skinny.
Remember Lois Lane from Superman Returns?
Yeah.
Well, she's skinny, and she looks like she's addicted to meth.
Huh.
Wow.
This movie actually kind of looks good.
Yeah, you know what? The fact that Kate Bosworth's brother in the movie is played by James Franco, and there's also an ex, like, biker chick groupie played by Winona Ryder.
Oh, my.
I know. It means that I thought this movie was actually really interesting. Now, as the story goes, it was co-written by Sylvester Stallone originally as a Rambo movie.
Mm-hmm. So he just took Rambo out and put Jason Statham in?
Yeah, he just put Jason Statham in instead because he's too busy, too old, too whatever to be Rambo anymore. I think ultimately it would have been a little bit better if it was Rambo, but as it is, Jason Statham is always good, and I finally got the opportunity to tell him that when he takes his shirt off and covers himself in motor oil, that's a fresh movie.
I'm kind of intrigued. Maybe I'll go check it out.
Yeah, now you are.
I'm confused yet intrigued, so...
Well, it's the usual brand of violence from him, a lot of really impressive martial arts, and an interesting story with actors who are doing the most they can with pretty mediocre material. So I really liked it, actually. It is very rotten on the tomato meter at 29% right now. And I actually didn't, I disagree with that score because I think that it's more fun than that. And if you're looking for a violent way to blow off some steam this weekend, then definitely check this one out.
So you stand with the 29% who like it.
Exactly, yeah. I think the critics were too mean this time, but, you know, what can you do?
What are you going to do?
Now, Gray, do you think, because I haven't had the chance to see Hunger Games Catching Fire yet since it was obviously sold out and we were all traveling, is it going to be that way again this coming weekend over the holidays? You think it's going to sell out?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that this is probably going to be the number one movie for the next 2 weekends until The Hobbit comes out. Now, we have a couple of things coming out in between that might dethrone it at number one, but it'll absolutely be top two for the next 2 weekends, for sure.
All wow. right, is there anything else coming out this
yes,
weekend?
Yes, the big family movie.
Well, the last film is the one that I liked the most. See how I was building to it?
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah, big buildup, okay?
Can't stand the wait.
You saved the best for last, Gray. I like that.
And which one is that?
Frozen. Yay, Disney!
Huh? Yay, Disney. This means I have to go see this movie, so I'm already required no matter whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, because guess what?
What?
This is the best Disney musical since Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin.
Really? What? Because I'll tell you, at the Disney store, they've already got the merchandise out. They've had it out for months in anticipation of this movie.
It's so good. Well, Kristen Bell plays a younger sister to a mysterious older sister who has locked herself in her room. I mean, like every teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Except the difference is that this older sister can freeze things. She has a power to do that, but she doesn't know how to control it. So she hides away from the world. And fast forward to the day of her coronation as queen, and she has to be around a whole bunch of people with a power that she can't control, and things do not go so great. So they sing songs about it. Really memorable song for the first time in ages. It's just a great movie. It's actually good for a ton of different kinds of folks who are going to the movies. Your little kids will love it, but as adults, everyone's enjoying it. Your grandparents, your weird uncle, everybody's going to like this movie. Kristen Bell does her own singing.
Wow, that's what I was going to ask.
I know, and her older sister is played by Idina Menzel of Wicked.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, so this movie is so good, and Josh Gad, who's on 1600 Pen, and he was he played Steve Wozniak earlier this year in Jobs. He's that curly-headed dude,
and
he plays Olaf, this talking snowman, and for once, I actually felt like maybe they created a character not just to sell toys.
Well, they've got them for sale, in case you were wondering.
Exactly. This time I support it. And so this is definitely my personal favorite of the weekend. And, you know, if watching kids shooting bow and arrows and, like, scowling at Donald Sutherland are not your thing, Frozen is a really good pick for the whole family, and I loved it. It is fresh on the tomato meter right now, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it's like almost at 100%.
It's crazy.
It's really doing well.
Awesome.
Well, all the black people want to know, when is Tyler Perry's Mud Deer movie coming out?
I am so excited for that one. I love me some Madea, and I love Santa, so you put them together, it's the best. That one is coming out
December 13th. I just went to RottenTomatoes.com and looked.
Oh, look at that. We're going to knock off that Hunger Game.
I think it's the same weekend as The Hobbit.
It is. Ooh. December 13th has The Hobbit, Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas, and Saving Mr. Banks.
Ah, yes, another Disney film. I get to actually interview Tyler Perry for Madea, and I am so jazzed because the whole interview is just going to be me going, ta-da!
Well, Gray, thank you for your movie reviews and your suggestions for this weekend. You have yourself a safe trip to the airport, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. I'm grateful for you.
Oh, we're grateful for you, and we're grateful for RottenTomatoes.com.
Thank you.
Yay. Bye, Gray.
Bye, Gray.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.